Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 311, Dream. Now I command. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2015, in the first month, on the 23rd day of the first month.
Dear Dan, about 2 weeks ago we audio recorded the prayer to overthrow the West Coast power of witchcraft. But then a little later the Lord showed us that we could go ahead and take out the remaining powers over the other four regions of the United States. Confirm the completion of this campaign of King Jesus against witchcraft in the U.S., he gave to me a dream. Tuesday, 20 January 2015 at about 2:30 p.m. I woke up from a dream. In this dream, I dreamed that I was facing an evil spirit, a fallen angel that looked like a round-faced, blonde, short-haired young man. He had once been pretty good-looking, but I could see that his face was mottled as if scarred from a previous skin infection or something. And he was fidgeting as if nervous and anxious. I was attempting to look him in his eyes, but he kept looking down and from side to side, trying not to make any eye contact at all. So I commanded him to look me in the eye. After he looked up and we locked glares, I commanded him to enter my body. He obeyed, but after he entered my body I started to wonder why I made him do that. So I asked my angels what I should do next, and they said that I ought to fire up the grill. So, I asked the Lord to activate the grid, which I do by praying these words, fire up the grill. The evil angel then was sifted through the musical grid of God's word, which is unbreakable. The song of Jesus residing all throughout my body. I was also aware of another fallen angel, presumably his partner, who was hanging back in the darkness. But he wasn't doing anything, nor did he approach. End of dream. After waking up I felt some fear, but not enough to warrant getting out of bed to get the usual after nightmare 7-ounce Coke and bologna sandwich that I normally have after a dream like this, in which I become personally aware of how afraid the enemy is of God's word and his saints. So I went back to sleep, but not before complaining to angels Gabe and Gabriel as to why I had a bad dream in the first place, and I thought they should have prevented it or something. I guess I was in a bad mood. Later on at work I asked Angel Gabriel where the fallen angel went, and Gabriel said that while I was waking up and getting ready to go to work, he just sort of oozed out of my body, through my feet, totally defeated and powerless. According to the Lord, these were two angels of witchcraft sent to attempt to dissuade me from praying the rest of the prayers to overthrow the powers of witchcraft in the entire United States, see footnote 1. I had stayed home Friday night on account of some high pain issues, and I stayed home Monday night because I got an early cold over the weekend and wanted to stay home and rest. But I was able to use the extra time to finalize the other four audio prayers that used to complete the overthrow of the powers of witchcraft over the US. I guess they were trying to scare me or something, but the Lord turned the tables on them, and used the opportunity to increase my own awareness of the power omnipotent of God's word dwelling in my own body. What was interesting is that in this dream I saw everything clearly and in color. So later on in the work shift at night I remarked that I thought my spiritual eyes were being healed, and all my angels agreed. We prayed all five of the audio prayers Tuesday night from about 9:10 p.m. to just after 10 p.m. And I actually felt happy and powerful for a while. Wednesday, 21 January 2015, about 10:30 p.m. Even though the prayers were heard and answered yesterday, we listened to them again today at work at the beginning of shift. After that, I began to dream kingdom dreams of good things for my life that might happen in the future. This was the first time I remember being able to do this in a number of years. By this I know for sure that removing the powers of witchcraft and displacing them with God's word was actualized, and now has real effect in Delta 1 time space. Friday, 23 January, about 6:15 a.m. I wanted to recount something that happened at Starbucks Wednesday morning when I first started writing this memo. While I was writing the part about the dream, and then just after I finished, I sat in the chair and started to think about how the Lord was turning things around from almost a year ago when I saw into the eyes of Uday and Yusei, and was spiritually blinded, see footnote 2. This time I wasn't blinded, in fact, my eyesight is being healed, and the vivid visual aspect of the dream is evidence of that. But even more, as I sat thinking, I began to see into the spirit for the first time in a long time. I saw all the hosts of hell backed up against a tall granite cliff wall. And I knew that I was opposing all the hosts of hell all at once, and they all had to obey my command. I wasn't saying anything, or even thinking anything in particular. What I was doing was resisting them in my spirit and thereby saying no to everything they say, do, and are. Now it was my turn to back them up against the wall. And I'm sure it won't be the last. But I did pay a price for that. After getting home, I didn't sleep well for the second night in a row, and the next day at work I felt drained. Angel Gabriel observed that I stressed my spirit body a little too soon, before I had completely healed from the conflict that had surrounded the West Coast prayer. But I am feeling better today, and the effects of the cold virus are almost all gone. Later on in the work night, we were walking back from the smoke break, when suddenly Gabriel reaches over to me and drapes a mantle on my shoulders. I looked at him with surprise, and asked him what it was for. But before he could answer, I said, "Oh, I think it must be a mantle of power, because his name means, God is my strength." He confirmed what I was thinking. So I called this the mantle of power omnipotent, to match the mantle of forgiveness omnipotent I was given earlier. Footnote 1. Something interesting happened the weekend after we audio recorded the West Coast prayer. M and I had gone up to the truck stop for a meal, and after we were seated for a few minutes, another man, rather gnarly in appearance, came in and sat down two tables from ours. After another few minutes, he said something that at first I thought was being directed toward another guest who had walked in and was heading toward his table at the same time as he was speaking. But I could see in the corner of my eye that the new person just walked past the gnarly man and went to another booth and sat down with some other people. But the words were interesting that came out of the gnarly man's mouth. And I knew the source. He said, "You're going too fast. You better slow down." I didn't even know at the time that we were going after the other four powers. In fact, at that time I didn't even know how many powers there were until Gabriel and crew informed me later on. But as usual, we did the research together, finding out the truth by means verifiable in Delta 1 time space. And we always present our findings to the Lord for His approval before proceeding. Footnote 2. Gabriel said to me that although some seer prophets become blinded because of sin, I am the very first seer prophet to have become blinded because of obedience. This will be more fully explained very soon. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.